The second anniversary of the assassination of Iranian nuclear scientist. Iran has marked the second anniversary of the assassination of nuclear scientist Mustafa Ahmadi Roshan. In January 2012, a terrorist motorcyclist attached a magnetic bomb to Ahmadi Roshan's car in Tehran. Ahmadi Roshan's assassination was part of attacks against Iranian nuclear scientists.
The assassination of our nuclear scientists made a jump in the pace of Iran's scientific progress. You can see that after the martyrdom of these scientists, the number of centrifuges has increased and Iran has expanded its nuclear activities.
Professor Masoud Ali Mohammadi and Professor Majid Shahriari were among other nuclear scientists who have been assassinated in the past couple of years by Israel-US agents in order to slow down the pace of Iran's scientific progress.
Iranian officials and people believe that the nation's determination to strengthen its regional position and elevate its scientific ranking in the world would not be weakened through threats and terrorist attacks.
Speaking at the ceremony, Speaker of Iran's Parliament Ali Larijani said, "If there had not been such individuals as Mustafa Ahmadi Roshan, we would not have reached the point where we are standing today." Referring to the Geneva Action Plan between Iran and the P5+1 group, Larijani said,
"The West should not think that they can once again pressure Tehran. We do not accept to shut down Iraq reactor because this is part of our sovereignty and they cannot change it. They cannot tell Iran what to do. We accept supervision, but we do not allow our scientists and students to be restricted in nuclear field. While we continue the negotiations, we are determined to make progress in nuclear field seriously."
Meanwhile, the father of assassinated nuclear scientist Mustafa Ahmadi Roshan says the West is not trustworthy.
"I believe that the West led by the United States is not trustworthy. History has shown us that our enemies are not sincere in their words and actions. But the path of nuclear scientists will continue."
At the same time, a group of the families of the assassinated nuclear scientists, in a meeting with the visiting British parliamentary delegation, condemned the West's double standard policy towards terrorism. For his part, head of the British delegation Jack Straw said that the British government and parliament condemn all forms of terrorism, including the assassination of Iranian nuclear scientists. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.